Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi to all the brilliantly gifted people here.
Hey. Yes.
In Williams' No Gain, No Pain Athletic Club for our aerobics and milkshake workout. It's going to be a great day. And to our listeners around the globe, we welcome you for the 509th time. Woo. To Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It's the place where the music brings the tone, but the chatter is in the zone.
Well.
And on the treadmill, we've got Kevin.
On the treadmill.
Woo. Yeah. Barbell's Tori instructing is William. And spinning, we have Gerald Wolf, Gordon Moe, Scott Fowler. And on this international...
Good to be alive day. Don't listen to the jive. It's just good to be alive.
And standing poised and mostly alive over here, the music man himself, the recent recipient of the I Am Terrific Award.
Bill, it doesn't get any better than me, Gaither.
All right.
And all of my guests today are about as good as it gets. The Booth Brothers, the Crab Family, Russ Taft.
Woo. Evie's here, Legacy 5, Gordon Moat, William. Woo. It's going to be an alive kind of day.
So let's shift into drive and bring on the alive, Bill.
No better way to start the program than this great Broadway classic that a lot of gospel groups said, hey, I believe that. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's going to be a great day.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's going to be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day.
Gabriel will warn you Saturday morning. You will hear his horn.
Rudy tootin', it's not far away. Lift up your head and say there's gonna be a great day. A great day. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Public service announcement today is this is National Ice Cream Month.
Oh, good.
Very true.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell.
I'm going to go ahead and sing the rest of it.
So, free milkshakes today for everybody.
Great.
Gerald,
great.
You're buying, aren't you?
Only if the manager at Sonic that I know is there.
The Booth Brothers.
Yeah.
I'd feel like something good.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. Has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus,
And they look to heaven expecting as they pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day.
I have learned in all that happens just to praise Him. For I know He's working all things for my good. Now every tear I've shed is worth all the investment.
For I know He'll see me through, He said He would. He has promised, thine or ear can hardly fathom, all the things He has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that He'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be, brother, this could be, brother, this could be that very day.
The inevitable.
You just can't hold it off.
The accolades are pouring in, guys. This week, we are honored by the Fried Rice Growers of Alabama at their annual meeting held at Ralph's Rice Ranch, just a little down the road from Egg Drop and Chopstick.
Fried they Rice Growers.
Well, yes. Love
fried, fried they rice.
They boarded us. It doesn't matter if it's fried or boiled. It's still tasteless. And the word of the day, in spite of what they think, is this. Emunctory.
I can't believe every hand is not up on that one.
Oh, yes.
Oh, emunctory. Let me explain to you something. There is an elite order of devout monks who shave their heads and play the bass guitar to shape note convention songs. little known fact. Wow. They are vegetarians. They're nonviolent, non-vocal, non-commercial, non-sexual. Really not a lot of fun. But these monks
like that.
Put many hours in every week working diligently in a dirty, sweaty emunctory. And many of them spend their entire productive lives in the emunctory without a gold watch, without a going away party. Aww. They retire without a monk pension. And now there is a reality TV show called Hey, Hey, We're the Monks. So that's that's the story of the emunctory. Wow. Now, did I get that?
You know, the real definition is about as weird as that one.
Okay.
It means blowing your nose. Like his allergies caused him excessive emunctory.
I need to blow my nose right now.
Oh, there we go. There it is.
Well, we're going to get out of this with the Crab Bill. Family. It's going to be a good day.
Disciples cried in fear they would be harmed. Somebody spoke up, the Lord's not here. We're sure to perish, does He not care? But in the midst of all the panic, winds and waves, Jesus turned it into a good day.
I feel like your world is closing in. Busted, sick, and lonely with no friends. Rattled by the circumstance you face. You can't get out of this one, there's no way. But He steps in and makes it a good day. I
could not win. There was evil all around and closing
in. But I remember whose child I am. I reached for courage and stood my ground.
When I had quoted every promise I could say,
Jesus turned it into a good day. Busted, sick and lonely with no friends, rattled by the circumstance you face, you can't get out of this one, there's no way. But he steps in and makes it a good day. Sick and lonely with no friends, rattled by the circumstance you face, you can't get out of this one, there's no way. But he steps in and makes it a good day.
A mom found out she had breast cancer and needed immediate surgery. So the family took her to the hospital only to find out that it would cost thousands of dollars that they did not have. And it happened to be Christmas Day. The surgeon looked at the family and said, "Let's do it. Merry Christmas." And wow, he worked for free. Now that doctor gives me hope.
David Phelps, when he's not with the vocal band, does his solo stuff. Phelps Family Band.
Flame burns hot underneath my feet.
He is able to deliver me.
When I'm on my knees at the judgment seat,
he is able to deliver me.
When I'm left to die and all alone, and my enemies are throwing stones, he is able,
able to deliver me.
Deliver me. Deliver me. Sweet Jesus, step on in and set me free. Deliver me. Deliver me.
He is able.
Lord, deliver me. step on in and set me free, free, free. Deliver me, deliver me.
He is able.
And you're listening to this special, a live edition of Homecoming Radio.
And here's something for you to think about. It's a funny thing about kindness. The more you use of it, the more you have of it.
Tell me about this song. Now, this is a vocal band song, but it was originally...
The Jordanaires got it probably from a black group back in the early 50s. They could do this kind of music better than anybody, and they knew how to lope along on the top of a sweet rhythm field. Search me, Lord, listen.
Well, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Please search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
We'll turn the lights from heaven onto my soul. Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to live right. I want to be safe. I want to be whole.
Well, you know when I'm right. You know when I'm wrong. And you know where I go, Lord. You know where I belong. You know what I do. And you know my secrets too. Lord, search me, touch me, cleanse me through and through. Well, now search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Please search me, Lord. Well, now as I turn the lights from heaven onto my soul. If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to live right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole.
Well, you know all of my faults, and you know my every need. You know where I go, Lord, and you know just what I need. Well, if there's something there now that I'm not aware, well, take it, move it, keep me in your care.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Please search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Onto my soul. Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to live right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. Well, now search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
I shall turn the lights from heaven onto my soul. Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to live right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole.
GVB, Search Me, Lord, on this week's edition of Homecoming Radio. And Bill, it's time. I mean, we got to have it.
Come
the
on.
Rule of thumb. Bring us some wisdom there, Hoss.
I'm ready. I'm ready, my friend. Never.
Just anytime.
Never, never, ever answer an anonymous letter.
We waited all week for that.
That's my wisdom for today.
Oh, do you have another thumb?
Here are the Browns. He lives.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives. With me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask
The Browns on this It's Good to Be Alive edition of Homecoming Radio.
Here's a promise to hold on to. Psalms 29 says the Lord gives strength to his people and he blesses them with peace.
And here's some kind and gracious notes left by our friends at homecomingradio.com.
Glenn and Sue say, just wanted to let you guys know how much we love your program. You're awesome, and you bring us great joy, and you make us smile a lot. May God bless you over and over and over again.
Hey, here's a note from Don. Hey, guys, and Tori, I truck across North America and look forward to hearing you as I ride. I love the music you play. Keep it coming.
This one says, I hear you often and oh, the joy. My favorite is David Phelps. What an amazing talent. Tori brings a nice ladies' touch to the show.
She does.
And sometimes you guys need it.
Oh,
I agree. God bless. That's from Patty right here in Tennessee.
Gerald, here's another one. Homecoming Radio is the highlight of my week as I truck across the country. We need Gaither Music full time on the satellite. And I love you guys. Keep playing God's music.
Mr. and Mrs. Doolittle spent 20 years of their lives in wheelchairs. Despite their afflictions, they were always positive and happy in their outlook on living. When asked the secret of their strength, they simply replied, "His eye is on the sparrow, and I know that he watches me." The beauty of that expression and their boundless faith inspired the writing of this song over 100 years ago. It's been sung in many different ways, many different styles, but the truth is still there. Here's Larnell singing it.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely? Heaven and home, when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His and I know he watches me. Yes, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. And I sing because I'm happy. Yes, I sing because I'm free. For his eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches. I know.
just me.
And in a pretty crazy, confused, messed up world, that's a good thing to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing to know. Well, we're out of time, Phil.
If you cyber surf, flybyhomecomingradio.com.
Where you can hear more of us online and check out the upcoming concert dates and places and see what's happening in the world of Gaither Videos.
Come hang out with us on our Facebook page. And best of all, leave us a note. Do it right now. Homecomingradio.com.
Hey, Bill, Mrs. Kilpatrick's waiting next door to give you your piano lesson. You've been skipping a lot of those, evidently.
And then, Gordon, as soon as I get mine done, don't you forget to come in and I'll give you your lesson.
I'll be right there.
We'll see you next week. God bless.
Well, it's been some kind of day, and you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. You know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard here. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all of your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Until then, for Bill and the entire Homecoming gang, I'm Phil Brower, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.